Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Olivia Rafalovich, a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, former foreign media spokesman for the military and an expert for I-24 News. Good morning once again. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning on Chag Sameach. Chag Atzmaut Sameach for you and all the people that you are in contact with.
Thank you. It's an incredible day, and it's an incredibly important day to just stop and recognize what it means. Because as I was saying to one of our guests earlier, if you live in Cape Town and you have this beautiful view every day, every now and then it's important to force yourself to stop and notice the view. What does it mean to you to stop and notice the view in Israel?
It means that the dream come true 74 years ago. And the dream is still a dream because it's a miracle. And sometimes it's difficult to believe that we have a state in this situation, in this place in the world, but Israel is really incredible. I mean, you know, during the night there was music all over. I mean, I was trying to sleep with my wife, and all the kids, all the youngsters were dancing, were singing like yesterday, only yesterday. I mean, the state was born, but it was born 74 years ago, and it's fantastic.
It's just an amazing thing to talk about the miracle. I mean, you've been very involved with Israeli military for a lot of many parts of your life. You were spokesperson yesterday, Yom HaZikaron. The price that Israel paid was significant and continues to be significant. Does that make the appreciation deeper, or is that something that is put completely aside on a day like Yom HaAtzmaut?
I would answer you that Israel is not for granted. We have to fight every day. We have to do things every day in order to be what we are and to have this country that we love. When we are speaking now, you and me, now you and me, Muslim and radical Islamists are trying to disrupt this day on the Temple Mount. They try to disrupt this fantastic and beautiful day by throwing stones and by hurling staff against the policemen and whatever. I mean, it's always we want to be free, we want to be calm, we want to have this festivity, and always we have something or someone to try to disrupt the daily normal life of Israel. And even if sometimes we forget, they don't make us forget it.
In terms of, if you look back, if you look at what Israel was at the 64th anniversary or 10 or 15 years ago, what are the great improvements that you've seen in the country?
First of all, I would say that the fact that now we have a peace relationship with new Arab countries is very, very important. It's a major change of not being anymore isolated, alone in the Middle East. We have now neighbors, neighbor countries who are now really friends, who are really trying to look for a mutual or bilateral collaboration in many, many fields, medical, technology, security, but also cultural. And now the fact that today we can just go and visit Dubai, Abu Dhabi, we can go to Morocco, we can go to Egypt, to Jordan. I mean, all these countries, the last one and the new one, make that Israel is moving forward. Moving forward in spite of the fact that still you have countries and people who refuse our own genuine existence. But that's a major change. The second thing is we are stronger than we have never been before. But to be strong is not enough. We have still the goal to conserve the ideology, the spirit of what we are. Because if we lose it, then we lose a lot of the reasons to be where we are. You know, to fight and to sometimes, as you just mentioned, we have to pay the highest price to be what we are. And we are still a very young country, but we are also very traditional at the same time. Society trying to to transmit, to convey the reasons of the first pioneers. And then more than 100 years ago, about Zionism, and now 74 years ago, since the beginning of the new state, we are still pioneers. And this pioneer spirit is very, very important. Just to make you, to give you an example. Yesterday I was in Tel Aviv, I was working on the beach, and someone came to me. He knew me from something, never mind. He's 81 years old. His name is Shlomo Shikli. I just want to
right.
to
mention,
to give his name.
Right.
And he told me that at 15, 16 years old, he came from Tunisia to fight for at the independence war against the Arabs to make the state be a newborn state. And he was still like a young guy. When he talked to me yesterday, he was enthusiastic. He was full of life, full of love for the country. And this love of the country, I want to be very clear, it is still a real, I would say, first sight love after 74 years. I hope I'm clear with my English.
Love at first sight.
Exactly, but right. I mean, love at first sight.
After
sometimes,
it can wear down, right?
Exactly,
it can
and
wear off.
In this fact, it's still very strong and very alive, and we are still like our grandparents or great grandparents were, full of ideology, full of motivation, and full of love. That's very important to mention, because we are a people who love their country, their society. The people, the you know, a tree, a flower, a garden make us happy. To see babies make us happy. To see peace make us happy. We want peace. We really want peace. And we know that we have to fight for peace. But at the end of the day, our dream, which is a miracle, will be also a dream for peace.
And what's incredible as well, if you look back on the last year, and of course the fact that this is also the first time that one of the Arab parties is part of a coalition in government, the progress has been absolutely tremendous. If you just zoom out a little bit and look at peace in the Middle East, as you mentioned, with many of the neighboring countries, as well as what's going on internally. As much as there's strife, there's also progress.
There is progress, not enough. Not enough, because you have still countries and I would say powers who try to inject poison in the fact that they don't want to have a peaceful country. We have still to fight radicalism, extremism, but I think the road is clear. The majority of the Israeli people and the majority of the youngsters, the future. Really, very optimistic. When you talk to my kids, my four boys, who are now not so young, they are also new young men, not
right.
anymore
children.
Very optimistic. It's a tough country. It's a tough society, but it is a formidable and a very strong one. And I really want to convey from Tel Aviv. I mean, Tel Aviv. I would say my. Feeling of strength and happiness and optimism to you, Chaim.
Absolutely fantastic. It is 8:59. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. And we are talking to, and we have been talking to, Olivia Rafovich, who is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Force, foreign media spokesperson, and military expert.